Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. An Odyssey station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
Here's Andy Dalton.
Oh, no.
No, indeed. Thanks to Steve Stone, Craig Calcaterra, and Robert Mays for joining us today. Connor O'Donnell, Brian Gertz, Jay Zawoski, and Jordan Malley, thank you for all that you have done. Transition time brought to you by CarX, Tire, and Auto. And as we bring in Lawrence Holmes, I note that as all of these Cubs have been placed on the injured list and they're about to face Clayton Kershaw and Trevor Bauer in the same day, tell me why you think this is, Lawrence. The odds have just come out from betonline.ag. The White Sox, who began the year 10-1 to win the World Series, have now dropped to merely 11-1 to win the World Series.
Okay.
And that is understanding the Luis Robert news. They lost their entire outfield. They're only 11-1. The Cubs started at 50-1. They're now 80-1.
Yeah. Oof. I'll attempt to explain it. Let me start with the Cubs, because that's the easiest one to explain. Chris Bryant's off to a great year. I imagine that there are a lot of people who think that he will not finish the year with the Cubs. He's been one of the best players in baseball. If you look at almost every offensive category, he's in the top five. The other part is, if you were holding out, today's starter has something to do with it too. If you're like, okay, well, they'll be able to pitch. Not when Kyle Hendricks is giving you the 1.7 whip. Like, that's probably not going to get things done. And the reason for the White Sox, Herbie and I were talking about this but before we got started here. Here's my thing, and I know that it feels awful. Like, it should feel awful because there's no Aloy and there's no Luis Robert, and Adam Engel is now another 3 weeks away from joining this team. But you are still stuck with three guys, one who's won an MVP and the other two that got votes for it. Three guys that got votes for Cy Young and a surprise of Carlos Rodon and Yermín Mercedes. Overall, I'm not as gloom and doom on the White Sox, but I do think it means that they need to be very smart about what they do next. And to me, that means them at least trying to go find someone that can actually help them instead of relying on the bench pieces that they have been reliant on so far. Because we know the more Leury García plays, the worse he gets. It's just the truth. Like,
well, it's just who he is. Eventually he shows you who he is,
yes,
which is just a guy.
Yes. So they need to be, I think, if the goal is still winning the 2021 World Series, I still think that there is a path to it, and you should be aggressive. If you were, and I wish that they would have been more aggressive on bulletproofing their lineup anyway before the season began. But now you're going to spend the next 3 or 4 weeks kind of looking around and seeing who from a team that's going to fall off might be someone that you can add. That's my best explanation on why the odds haven't moved that much on the White Sox.
I think that that's fair. I think it also has to do with just the starting pitching. They still have enough offense to last it out. Is it going to be the run differential that you wanted to see? No. but they've still got enough there. And the bullpen. Let's not forget that the bullpen strength is still there. Is that where we thought it was going to be at the beginning of the season?
No.
Nope.
No. No. And there are two guys that if they could just click on, I think they'd be fine. Grandal and Abreu. Like, if those two guys were giving you representative offensive numbers, then you're going to be okay. As long as they don't lose Tim Anderson for an extended period of time, man, that guy makes such a difference. Like, just the way that the team looks on a daily basis, when he's in the lineup, they are a scary, scary team. And now they have to go out and do that. And yes, this is not what the White Sox planned, I think, on how their season would go. But they've got to make sure that they steal some wins in close games. And that means management of the bullpen be on point, of some of the choices you make in a lineup. In other words, the job that the manager's supposed to do, like, that becomes more significant now. And it's on Rick Hahn, too. Like, there were holes in this lineup to begin with. And now you've got major holes in your lineup. Can you go find some people right now that are going to make you continue to keep you a contender? Like, don't be stingy now. Don't punt on 2021 because of the injuries.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. If it means spending money, that's fine. I don't want to start shortening the competitive window selling out for this year. I don't want to start just selling off assets. I think you keep your powder dry. I agree with you. If there's somebody who's out there inexpensively, or somebody you can just pay to get, and you're just spending cash, that's fine. I wouldn't pour a whole lot of asset treasure down this hole.
I don't know. Like, I look at the American League Central, and yes, Minnesota is starting to hit, which is a little scary. That their offense, what have they scored, like 40 runs in the last five games or something like that? So that's a little bit scary. I don't buy that Kansas City's any good. We know Detroit stinks. So I think that there's still plenty of reason to believe that the White Sox can win the division or make it into the playoffs. But I am not personally counting on Aloy and Luis to come save the White Sox in September and October.
No,
I'm not counting on that at all.
I'm not counting on either one of them. And here's kind of a sobering stat. As of Saturday, the White Sox were leading the American League in runs with the highest ground ball rate, the lowest fly ball rate, the lowest average launch angle, and the lowest average exit velocity.
Do we know what the team BABIP is?
I designed it, but I'd like to know that.
That's Yasmani Grandal. Yeah. Like, the ground ball rate, that's Yasmani Grandal and Jose Abreu. Those are two guys who are not lifting the ball in the air.
That's not sustainable, though, because you can't score runs when you're last in those categories.
No, you cannot. That's why I'm wondering what the BABIP is, because I haven't looked at the team BABIP in a minute to see whether or not they're getting lucky or if they're right where they need to be.
Their BABIP is 322.
Okay, great.
It is the highest in all of Major League Baseball.
Oh. Boo.
They are leading the league in batting average of balls in play, despite not hitting anything hard. Because you would say, okay, that's fine that their BABIP is high because of their hard contact rate, but that's not there. So and Cleveland is last at 241, Detroit next to last at 256. So those are likely to normalize closer to the league average of 300.
Yeah, there's some things about the White Sox team that you do need to, I think, of the guys that are left that you do need to worry about. Like, Adam Engel is starting to look like a platoon player again, where you don't have a platoon partner for him. Ideally, that was Adam Engel, but now Adam Engel's probably your everyday center fielder if he ever comes back to the team. And the amount of at-bats that you're going to have to give to Jake Lamb and Billy Hamilton in the interim, that doesn't excite anybody. Not even Jake Lamb and Billy Hamilton.
That 7-8-9 part of the lineup is looking scary.
Yeah, unless you decide, I don't know, to allow... Remember when the White Sox were the let the kids play team? Remember that? Mm-hmm. How about you let them play? How about that? I feel like that would be great if you let them play. Just let him play.
What kid would you want playing that you haven't seen yet?
I want more at-bats for Collins and Vaughn. That's what I want.
I want that too, but I'm saying, do you bring up a prospect?
No. I'm not. I'm just saying that the ones that are on your roster that are sitting there looking at you like, am I going to play today? They should kind of know, yes, you're going to play.
Agreed.
Tony is going to do that. This is old Dusty Baker stuff. This is Nefi Perez and Todd Hollinsworth.
Can't turn your back on Holly.
Yep. That's what you're seeing here.
That's not good. You two have a wonderful rest of your day. I know it's a little gloomy out there, but if you're a mutter, it's a good day to run or to ride because the wind's not too bad. So, you know, I still say go out and try and enjoy it.
Oh, we will. We've got baseball on the south side, so we're just waiting to find out if it's at McGuane or Armour Square Park, but we'll be out there.
All right. Well, good luck with all of that.
Thanks. We'll need it.
Talk to you both tomorrow. That is Dan Bernstein, Layla Rahimi. They are together, Bernstein and Rahimi, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. until noon.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.